Okay, Dalet Amid Beis, all the way at the bottom of the page, all the way mamish at the bottom, the bottom line. The Gemara said a statement that Shavuos, even though Shavuos is one day, but you still have 7 days to bring the korban. It's called Shivus Yimei HaTashlumin. Because the Gemara was discussing, in one pasuk it says Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. And the Gemara asked, it just finished talking about the Yom Tovim. Why do you have to talk about all those things again? So the Gemara is answering different inyanim that we learn out from it. The last thing the Gemara was saying is, we learn out, Shavuos has a makeup for to bring the korbanis for 7 days. So the Gemara asks, why do you liken it to Pesach that has 7 days? Why do we liken it to Sukkos that has 8 days?
8 days. Mm-hmm.
So the Gemara said, well, Shmini Atzeres is a separate Yom Tov. So really Sukkos is also 7 days. But the Gemara says, no, it's only for what's called Pazer Koshev, the sixth thing that we said, Shmini Atzeres is a separate day. But as far as makeup goes, Shmini Atzeres is a makeup of Sukkos. So the question is, why do we liken Shavuos to Pesach that has only 7 days? Why do we liken it to to Sukkos that has 8 days? So the Gemara answered, the last answer, Tafasta meruba lay tafasta. You want to get too much, you get nothing. So therefore, the Gemara says, if there's a choice of liking it to seven, or there's a choice to liken it to eight, Halacha says you're liking it to seven. That's where the Gemara is now. So the Gemara asks all the way at the bottom line, if that's the case, there's b'chol a question. But why does the pasuk mention Sukkos if the Torah just finished with the word Sukkos? So the Gemara answers, all doing mamash the last three words of the page. To liken Sukkos to matzahs. What does it mean? We liken Sukkos to matzahs. Chagamatzahs. So ma chagamatzahs toin lino, just like it says by Pesach, that you have to sleep overnight. Av chagasukas toin lino. The same thing, you have to leave overnight. You have to stay overnight in by Sukkos. What does this mean? The din is, you have then said in Pesach in the Beis Hamikdash was 1 day. Pesach is 1 day in the Beis Hamikdash. Let's say for argument's sake, Pesach was Tuesday. Yeah, if Pesach was Tuesday. So Monday afternoon they brought the korban Pesach. Tuesday was Pesach. Then the Torah says, the Torah has an expression, you have to sleep overnight. You have to sleep overnight and travel the next day. Now obviously you're not allowed to travel on the first day of Pesach. So what does the Torah say? Ufanisa babeker, and then valachta le'alecha. So the Torah says clearly by Pesach, you have to stay over the second night in Yerushalayim. That was minimal. I mean, you can stay longer. But the minimal amount of time, page hey, and top, mamish top of the page. So the Gemara says, by Pesach, the Torah says clearly, you have to sleep overnight the second night of Pesach. So the Gemara says, why does the Torah put Sukkos and Pesach in the same pasuk to teach us? Just like Pesach, you have to stay overnight. Sukkos, you also have to stay overnight. So the Gemara says, v'hasam minolon. How do we know by Pesach, you also have to stay overnight? We're learning out Sukkos and Pesach. But how do you know Pesach, you have to stay overnight? So they're because it says clearly in the pasuk, Ufanisa ba'beker, you should turn away in the morning. You can go to your tents. Now, like Rashi explains, obviously, it can't mean the first day Yom Tov. First day Yom Tov, you're not allowed to travel. So it must mean the second day of Pesach. So therefore, it means you have to stay overnight and travel the first day of Chol HaMoed. Now the Gemara says, okay, that's how the Chachamim learn out that Shavuos has 7 days. Okay? But the Gemara is, it asks, the Tanakama of Rav Shimon ben Elazar, the Tanakama of Rav Shimon ben Elazar, that used this pasuk to teach us something else, that about delaying Kurbanis, the Gemara asks, Tashlumin Latzeres min Aluhu. How does Rav Tanakama and Rav Shimon ben Elazar know that you can make up Shavuos for 7 days? In other words, the Chachamim learn it out from a pasuk that the Chachamim and the Pshim Min Elazar, the Tanakam and the Pshim Min Elazar use it for something else. So where do they know that Shavuos you can bring a korban for 7 days? So the Gemara answers, Nafkalum mit Rabba Bar Shmuel. They learn it out from Rabba Bar Shmuel. Why? Because Amr Rabba Bar Shmuel, the Torah Rabba Bar Shmuel, Rabba Bar Shmuel said the following. Amr the Torah says, Minei Yamim, count days, the Kaddish Chedish and sanctify the month. In other words, how do you end up sanctifying a month? By counting days. Mm-hmm. You have to count 30 days, and then you have 29 days, and then you have Rosh Chodesh. Manu Yomim, you have to count days. V'kiddush Atzeres, and sanctify Shavuos. In other words, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says as follows. Just like, how do you make Rosh Chodesh? How do you get a new month? You count 29 or 30 days, then you start a new month. The same thing, you count 49 days, and then you come to Shavuos. Right? So the Gemara says, Ma Chodesh Lam Nuyav, just like a month has to be counted, Afatzeres Lam Nuyav. You have to count Shavuos also by the way it's counted. What does this mean? It's an interesting Gemara. The Gemara says the following. Rosh Chodesh is one day. Now, how do you get to Rosh Chodesh? By counting days. By Shavuos, the Gemara says you count weeks. But the Gemara says Shiva Shavuos is Tisporlach. Count 7 weeks.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says as follows. Just like Rosh Chodesh, where you count days. You don't count weeks in a month.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no weeks in a month. There's days in a month. Now, just like you count a month by days, and therefore the Shchedish becomes one day, so if you count Shavuos by weeks, then Shavuos should be a week.
Mm-hmm.
The Torah says the Yom Tov is only one day.
Mm-hmm.
But it teaches us, though, that what does it mean Shavuos is a week? That you have 7 days to do the Karbanos. Like we learned last time, you can't bring all the Jewish Karbanos in one day. There's thousands of Jews. So you need 7 days to do it. So the Gemara says, just like Rosh Chodesh by counting days. You make Rosh Chodesh a day. So when you count Shavuos by weeks, so then Shavuos is a week. What does the week mean? That you have 7 days to bring the carbon. So the Gemara asks, if so, then Shavuos should only be one day. Why? Because the Gemara learns you're counting days for Shavuos, 49 days. Amir Rav says no. Do we count Shavuos by days? And Shavuos le manina, we don't count it by weeks. Shavuos, we count both. Right? Like it says, we know what the Gemara says, mitzvah lemimna yema, when it comes to the Omer, you have to count days. It's mitzvah to count weeks. Why? Because the Torah by Omer says two opposite psukim. One pasuk says Tisperu Chamishim Yom, you should count 50 days. Another pasuk says Shiva Shavuos Tisperlach, you should count 7 weeks. So the Gemara says, okay, so how can you both? So the Gemara says, you do both, Taken. You count days and you count weeks.
That's what you said. 1 week.
But there are many opinions. Al Trebbe brings down. There are many opinions that say you only count weeks and the weeks.
Yeah.
Meaning, according to, we do Mosh on the 10th day of the Omer. Mm. We say today is the 10th day, which is 1 week and 3 days.
Yeah.
There are opinions in a lot of that say no. When it's 7 days, you count 7 days, which is 1 week. When it's 14 days, you say 14 days, which is 2 weeks. But in between the weeks, you only say today is 10 days.
Mm.
In other words, there's an opinion in a lot of that says you only count full weeks. That means on the 7th, 14th, 21st, 28th, then you count weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But in the in-between days, you don't count.
Mm-hmm.
But the Gemara is saying, but no, you do count weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We, la halacha, do both. On the 10th day, we say 1 week and 3 days, 1 week, 4 days, whatever, you know, we do both. But the Gemara is asking as follows. The Gemara says, we're likening Shavuos to Rosh Chodesh. Just like Chodesh comes by days, Shavuos is also by days. So the Gemara asks, and Shavuos should be only one day. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? We count weeks also. By Rosh Chodesh, you only count days. So therefore, Rosh Chodesh is one day. Because it makes sense, if you count days, then the holiday that you're counting for should also be a day.
Mm-hmm.
If you're counting weeks, the holiday should be for a week. So you have both in Yonim by Shavuos. It's interesting. You have a day, Shavuos is one day, because you count 49 days, so then Shavuos is one day. But you also count weeks. So what does that do to Shavuos? That you have 7 days after Shavuos, 6 days more, to be able to bring the Karbanos.
And it doesn't. Is this written anywhere in the Torah specifically that you have those 7 days to
No.
It doesn't.
Well, the Gemara is going to get out from Psukim. Is there a clear pasuk that says yet? No. No.
But why not? Like you have, for example, in Pesach, you have Pesach Sheni, for example.
Right.
Where it says if you didn't have...
You missed it, yeah. Why doesn't the Torah say it by Shavuos clearly?
That you have these... or they actually... Or they didn't... Doesn't say it. They did it, though. They continued bringing into the 7 days.
Well, let's put it this way. We know it because that was Hashem taught Moshe ben Har Sinai. The Gemara always tries to find where's the hint to it in the Chumash.
Right.
So one pasuk we had before, because we like in Shavuos to Pesach and Sukkot. And just like Pesach is 7 days, then Shavuos is also 7 days. And then we just in the Gemara, that the Gemara asked, so liken it to Sukkot, which is 8 days. The Gemara says you have a choice, to fast a merubah or to fast, you always get, do the least, not the most. But then the Gemara says another pasuk, because it says, like he says, the Torah says count days, you count days, you have a Rosh Chodesh a day. So the Gemara says, then Shavuos should also be a day. So the Gemara says, we're counting weeks. For eight, another thing, which is another pasuk the Gemara learns it out from. Ve'ed Chaga Shavuos Ksiv. Yom Tov is called Shavuos. Shavuah means week.
Yeah.
So Chag Shavuos is actually a week. So the Torah itself says that Shavuos is a week. Shavuos is a week. So the Torah itself is basically hinting to the fact. Now again, your question: why the Torah Taka doesn't say it clearly? Because listen, by tefillin, what's the Torah saying? Time for a sign on your hand and for a sign between your eyes. No, what, when, where? Does it say boxes? Does it say what's in the tefillin? I mean, if you take the Torah literally, it has nothing to do with the tefillin we wear. Tie him for a sign. Tie what for a sign?
Right.
But that's the way the Torah works. Now, the uniqueness of Pesach Sheni, why the Torah says it, is because that came from the Jews. Right? The Jews that were Tamei, and there was a handful of Jews, maybe two Jews, that were Tamei, and they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, hey, we don't want to suffer, why should we lose out the mitzvah of Korban Pesach? So Korban Pesach is so precious by Hashem, because it came from the Jews, a desire of wanting. And that the Torah loved so much, the Torah made a whole big thing out of it. Just like when Tzolofchad's daughters came, you know, this guy Tzolofchad had 5 daughters and no sons, and they came and they said, hey, we want to share in Israel, we want to share in the land, and only the boys are going to get them, the girls are going to get nothing. So then again came from a desire, so Hashem loved it and he put it into the Torah. But most halachas of the Torah, Shabbos, all the Torah says don't do work on Shabbos. What's the defined this word? The Torah doesn't say. We learn now from Psukim and this and that, the Torah puts building in the base of the Mishkan next to Shabbos. So that's the way the Torah works. It doesn't say things clearly. We learn it out.
A mitzvah you cannot can demand. But Yerusha, you cannot...
No, a mitzvah you could demand.
Yes, yes.
Yep.
That's the way.
And Yerusha they also demanded. And they got it.
They got it?
They got it. No. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said to them. When they came, the girls, and they said, listen, our father died, no sons, so who's going to get his piece of land? We're going to lose it to everybody else. So no. Moshe Rabbeinu said, good question, let me ask Hashem.
No, if there is a son, it's not...
But there were no sons.
No, but there is a son.
If there's a son, the son gets.
But then they asked, they should have the share.
But there were no sons. Because that's what Rashi says, there were chochmonius. They were smart because they said, because their father doesn't have a son, we want Yerusha. They understood that if there's a son, there's no Yerusha to the girls. They understood that. But they said, we want a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, God, Hashem says, you're right. If there's no sons, the daughters get it. Then the problem was, they were from the Shevet Menashe. Right? So they, the heads of the tribes, came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, hey, hold on. This is not going to be good for us. Because the girls are going to get their father's inheritance. Then they're going to marry somebody from a different tribe.
Tribe, yes.
And tribes goes by the father. So their children are going to be not Menashe's tribe. Their children are going to be, let's say, Reuven's tribe. And Menashe's tribe is going to lose out that land. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, you're right. Hashem said they can marry whoever they want, but it has to be from the tribe of Menashe.
Is that
only that generation?
Is that only if they inherit land?
But no, and only that generation.
Okay.
Only that generation.
Yeah.
Moshe, today, let's say, if a girl inherits, I mean, today we don't know who anyway, who tribe was what, but let's say we do know.
Yeah.
And today a girl inherits, because there are no boys, she doesn't have to marry only from her tribe. Because Yovel takes everything back to the original owner anyway.
Yeah.
But in that generation, when they were giving out the land, so they said, we're going to lose the land right away.
Mm-hmm.
And then if Yovel stops, the laws of Yovel stop, we're not going to get it. But that Bechlau, Taita works in a way, and that's the greatness of Taita. It doesn't say things clearly.
But did Moshe
the Rabbono have the book to make the laws?
Did Moshe teach them that here's where we learn this from? we're going to do this, but in the Torah, this is where we... Did they do that?
Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, not necessarily. That's why you have the arguments over here, which pasuk we're learning it out from. If Moshe Rabbeinu said it to them, but because Moshe Rabbeinu gave him the guidelines, like we told the famous story in the Gemara, in Menachos, there's a very strange story. Moshe Rabbeinu came to Hashem and said, can you show me how they learn Torah in the future generations?
Mm-hmm.
So Hashem took him to the classroom of Rabbi Akiva. That's what the Gemara says in Menachos. Hashem, how, whatever. Moshe Rabbeinu went into Rabbi Akiva's class. And he was sitting in the closer to the back, not even in the front, he was sitting in the back. And Rabbi Akiva said things that Moshe Rabbeinu never heard. Rabbi Akiva was teaching Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu never knew. And Moshe Rabbeinu felt very bad. He got the Torah on Sinai, Hashem taught him the whole Torah, and here Rabbi Akiva is saying things that he doesn't know. He felt bad. All of a sudden a student asked Rabbi Akiva, where do you know this from? But you just said, where do you know this from? And he answered, Halacha l'Moshe m'Sinai. It was given to Moshe at Sinai. So Moshe heard that it was given at Moshe, he felt better. That's the Gemara. What is this, a kindergarten over here? He hears his name and he feels good. And what's the story? If it's Halacha l'Moshe m'Sinai, how come Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know it?
No, that's right.
He didn't forget. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't forget. What do you mean? It was given to Moshe at Sinai, but Moshe Rabbeinu never heard it before. And the same thing the Rebbe asks in an interesting paradox in a phrase of a Gemara. The Gemara says, "Kol Masha Talmid Vosik Osid L'Chadish Kranit Nol Meishem Mesinei." The Gemara says, anything that a student will come up new with L'Chadish be a Chiddush in Taira, it was already given to Meishem Mesinei. So the Rebbe says a contradiction of terms. If it was already given, it's not new, and if it's new, it wasn't given. The Gemara says anything new that a student will come up with in learning was already given to Meishem Mesinei. So then it's not new.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's new, how is it given already?
Yeah.
It's the same question as really a question on the Gemara. So the Rebbe explains very simply. It's very simple. At Har Sinai, the general rules were given. The general rules were given. How to learn, what to learn, and so on. The details and the application of the law wasn't given at Har Sinai. That's the greatness that Hashem allows a Jew to come up with a Chiddush. So what's the uniqueness? Not the essence of the law, the application of the law, where you learn it out from, but if there's a law given to Moshe at Sinai, the marshal this, that you have to stay, that Shavuos is 7 days. Yeah? And you learn it out from a Pasuk, based on the guidelines of the way, so that was given to Moshe at Sinai. Your Chiddush is, you revealed a detail. You applied it. That's the uniqueness of afterwards. So Rabbi Akiva, everything Rabbi Akiva said was given to Moshe Mitzinei. Rabbi Akiva didn't know, so to speak, the revelation of the details.
Otherwise, wouldn't be the Gemara.
Yeah, wouldn't be anything. That's why Hashem gave Torah Shebal Peh. That's why Hashem gave Torah Shebal Peh.
Yeah.
But everything in Torah Shebal Peh is like the Gemara always said, Mino Hani Mili, where do we learn it out from? The Gemara is asking, even over here, where do you know it from? The Gemara could have said, well, that's the way we do it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is, by the time these guys were alive, there was no Beis HaMikdash. These people were alive, there's basically no Beis HaMikdash.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not even a practical. They're learning, where do we learn it out from? Okay? So the Gemara is trying to find it in Torah, where we find the psukim to learn it out. Okay, so the Gemara says, number one, so the Gemara says maybe Shavuos should be one day. So the Gemara says, no, we count weeks. And also it says Chag HaShavuos. Right?
Shavuos.
Now the Gemara asks, Upeisach by Mikre Beragolim, who the Gemara says is Pesach offering that you could be brought on any this Gemara going back to a Gemara before we said that, remember, if you promise a Korban you have 3 Yomim Tevim to bring it, or 1 Yomim Tevim to bring it. Remember, we learned the various different opinions. One of the things that the Torah said you have 3 Yomim Tevim to bring is Pesach. The Korban Pesach. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Pesach, you gotta bring on Pesach. You can't, if you miss the Korban Pesach, you can't bring it on Shavuos. Mm-hmm. What do you mean you have 3 Yomim Tevim to make it up? The Gemara says, O Pesach by Mikre Beragolimu, can you bring Korban Pesach and any other Yom Tev? You can only bring it, you can only bring it Pesach Zimna Kavio. E Akrevei, if you brought it on Pesach, Akrevei was brought. Viloy Akrevei, and if not, Itchelei. It's pushed off. In other words, the Gemara asks a very simple question. You said a statement before that you have 3 Yomim Tevim to bring a carb, to bring your, what you promised, and one of the things you mentioned is the Pesach. Meaning, if you didn't bring a carbon Pesach, you can bring a Shavuos or Sukkos. So I said, what do you mean? If you don't bring a carbon Pesach on Pesach, you can't bring it on Shavuos. It's like, if you didn't bring Shlulav on Sukkos, do it on Pesach. I mean, you can't bring Shlulav on Pesach. How can you bring a carbon Pesach on Sukkos? So the Gemara says, you're right. Amr Rav Chista said, Pesach k'din azbe. Pesach is taken, not included. I don't think, he said, they stuck it in for no particular purpose. But it's taken, not, why did it stick it in? So the Mefarshim explained, because like we say in davening, Abcheva Maisev HaPesach always go together. Mm-hmm. But many things in davening in the Mishnah, Pchor goes together with Meiser and Pesach. Mm-hmm. So because Pchor does apply to, and Meiser applies to, we stuck in Pesach. But you're right, Pesach, if you don't bring it Pesach, you can't bring it any other day. Amen of Sheshis. Rav Sheshis answered another answer. He argues on Rav Chista and say, we are talking about Pesach. But not the Korban Pesach, the Shalmei Pesach. There's a din, like we know, and the Pesach Seder, you have the Zeraya and the Beitza. Right? Why do you have the Zeraya and the Beitza? The Zeraya was for the Korban Pesach, and the Beitza is for the Korban Shlomim. It's called the Korban Chagiga. Every Yom Tif, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, the Jews, like it says in the Pasuk, don't come here empty-handed. You're not allowed to see my face empty-handed. Whenever a Jew went up to the Beis Hamikdash for Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, they had to bring a Korban Shlomim. Pesach, in addition to the Korban Shlomim, you also brought the Korban Pesach. Mm-hmm. In fact, when the Jews ate the meal, the main meal was the Korban Shlomim. The Pesach was the dessert. Like we eat the Afikomen. At the end of the meal, you eat the Korban Pesach. It was eaten when you were already full. Yeah. So the Gemara, Rav Sheshis answers, you know what it means, Pesach? You have 3 Yomim Tevim to make it up? Not the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach, if you don't bring it on Pesach, that's it. But you're supposed to bring a second Korban on Pesach Shlomim, which is equal to all the other Yomim Tevim. So what happens if you didn't bring it on Pesach? So the din is you have Shavuos and Sukkos or whatever it is to make it up. So the Gemara says, Yehachi, if so, Hainu Shlomim. But that Shlomim, and Shlomim is also mentioned in the Braise. Mm-hmm. Right? The Shlomim also mentioned, so why do you need 2 Shlomim? Pesach and Shlomim. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara answers, Tanis Shlomim, Aboy Machmes Pesach. It says, there's Korban Pesach that bring the Shlomim that's brought because of the Korban Pesach. The Tanis Shlomim, Aboy Machmes Atzim. And Shlomim that come from itself. Meaning, I would think that the Korban Shlomim is brought together with the Korban Pesach. Mm-hmm. And therefore I would think it's likened to Pesach. And just like Pesach, you can only bring it on Pesach. You can't bring it any other time. Mm-hmm. So I would think the Shlomim that comes together with the Korban Pesach could only be brought on Pesach. Kamash Malan, you could bring it all 3 times. Okay? So that's the Gemara. So the Gemara says either Pesach is mentioned just derech agav in passing, or it could be first not to the Korban Pesach, but it could be first to the shlamim of Pesach. Now Tosis has an interesting concept over here. The guy still needed a shlamim on Pesach. What do you mean got lost? I mean, he didn't bring it. What do you mean he didn't bring it? So Tosis learns, the Gemara means the following scenario. A guy designated a carbon shlamim, then it got lost. It ran away. It happened. Because Gemara, there's a whole Mishnah. What happens if a guy brings a carbon Pesach, and the carbon, you designated an animal for carbon Pesach, then the animal runs away, and you can't find it, and you have to bring a carbon Pesach, what do? And then you find the first one. So the same thing, Tosis says the scenario is that Shlami Pesach Avad, it got lost. You brought another carbon Shlamim. Now you find the first one. So the din is, even though you brought a Shlamim already, the fact that this one was designated for a carbon Shlamim, you have to bring it. Anyway. True. Well, one you brought already on Pesach, let's say. Mm-hmm. Now you have to bring it the second one that you found. How much time do you have to bring it? The 3 Yamim Tevim. That's what it means. Because obviously every Jew needs a carbon Shlamim on Pesach. Every Yom Tov you need it. It's speaking of carbon Shlamim that got lost. You found it.
You have to keep it and save it.
Yeah. Well, you could bring it at any time.
3 Yom Tov.
You don't have to wait for Yom Tov to bring it. But if you 3 Yamim Tevim went by and you didn't bring it, then you got the sin of delaying it.
You have to go to Beis HaMikdash to do
it. Yeah, for sure, sure.
So if you find, you have to go back.
Well, you could send it with somebody, I guess. I don't think you have to bring it yourself. You could, Karm Shlom, you could send with somebody. Okay, now the Gemara says, Minohani Mili, from where do we learn? From where do we learn all these things? The Bryson mentioned before a whole bunch of things that if you delay it, you're transgressing the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, where do we learn this out from? All these things that the Mishnah mentioned, and the Gemara is going to go through each one very quickly to show where we learn it out from. The Tana Rabbanan learned, it says, Kisi de Neder. If somebody would make a vow, I only know if it's a neder. Nedava minolan, how do I know it applies to a nedava? Now, what's the difference between neder and nedava? So Rashi explains, and this is a very important din. Neder means a person says, I promise a carbon. Nedava is, the guy says, this animal is a carbon. Well, then it's a very big difference. A guy comes along and says, makes a vow to the Beis HaMikdash, I have to bring a carbon. He doesn't say which animal. Okay? So then the din is, the obligation is on the person. So, Lamasha, what happens if a guy is bringing the carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, and the animal got lost, or it broke a leg and now it's not a kosher carbon anymore. You still have to bring a carbon. Because you said, I am going to bring a carbon. You didn't say this animal. That's neder. Neder is I have to bring an animal. So then the din is no matter what happens to the animal, you still have to bring a carbon. What happens in the nedava is a guy says, this animal I'm bringing as a carbon. And then the animal breaks a leg and it's not kosher anymore for a carbon, you don't have to bring anymore. Because you only designated this animal as a carbon. The first case is you promised a carbon on yourself. So as long until you bring a carbon, you didn't do your obligation. The Grashi says, Neder is are a lie, I have to bring a carbon to me. And the dove is are a zoo, this animal is a carbon. So it says, it says in the Pasuk, Kisi de neder la Hashem, if a person makes a vow to Hashem. So, namely, ala neder, I only know neder. Nedava, minayin, how do I know that this applies also to nedava if he says zoom? So the Gemara says the following. Nemeka neder. Here it says in our Pasuk, neder if you make a neder. And another Pasuk says, neder, a nedava. If you make a neder or a nedava. So in the same Pasuk, it likens neder to nedava. So therefore, we learn out that malahal and nedava ime, just like later under the second pasuk, neder and nedava are both afkan nedava ime. The same thing, nedava works together with neder. That's what we learn out because the Torah says if you make a neder, don't delay it. Right? So we know neder you can't delay it, and nedava you can't delay it. Then it says la Hashem elokecha, if you give it the neder to Hashem. These refer to value vows, erech vows, chedim vows, and consecrations. Meaning, when you say Lashem Elokecha, it includes all various different types of promises. For instance, we learned before in the Gemara for instance, somebody could say I'm giving my value to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Torah says exactly whatever you are, male, female, depending what age you are, that's what you're worth. There are all these various things. Hashem HaKach means anything that you're giving up to Hashem. Or if you consecrate properties for the Beis HaMikdash, whatever it is, you have to give it. Then it says, Leisa'achir l'shalmei, you're not allowed to delay paying it, Hu v'lei chilufav, which means only it you have to give on time, but not the substitute. Meaning, what happens if Rashi is going to explain? Rashi says the Gemara says exactly later what it means. Why? Hashem will demand it in the proper time. That refers to chatas asham as sin offerings. Asham is also another type of sin offerings. Eilus is shlamim burnt offerings and shlamim offerings. Then it says kidorish yidrashen Hashem alakecha refers to tzedakah maisus and bechad. And then it says, Me'imach from you, of you, Hashem's going to demand it of you. Zaleket shikho peyah. This refers to the other gifts you have to give to the poor people. And then the pasuk says, V'ayabachach heit, it will be a sin, meaning you'll be a sin, V'lar b'karban chachet, that the carbon doesn't get a sin. So Rashi explained, what does it mean? If you delay a carbon, so you get a sin, but the animal's still kosher for a carbon. What, Moshe, what happens if a guy promised a carbon and he has three yamim taven to bring it, right? And he didn't bring it. So the din is the animal stole a carbon. You got a sin for not bringing it on time. But it doesn't invalidate the carbon in any way. The carbon you still have to bring. There are certain things that invalidate a carbon. For instance, somebody shechts a carbon and he thinks at the time he shechts it that he's going to eat it, after the time or out of its place, it invalidates the carbon. But if somebody doesn't bring a carbon when he had to, it's still a carbon. He still has to bring, still has to bring it anyway. It's just that he got a sin for not bringing it on time.
Did they not basically say Bli Neder, or did they have a
No, it doesn't matter. Bli Neder doesn't help on Hegdish. If you make something hegdish, bli neder, so hegdish.
So if you make it hegdish, but you say bli neder, I'll bring it.
No, the Torah says it's not up to you anymore. The Torah says you have this and this time to bring it. That's it. You can't say bli neder, and therefore I'll bring it when I want.
There is a promise to do something.
Yeah, but if you have a promise, like really neder and nedava, if you make a neder, then you have X amount of time to bring it. If somebody, Marshall, that's only by Kobanis. If somebody, let's say, promises Tzedakah Bli Neder, then technically they don't have the given time to give it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you never made the Neder of Tzedakah. But if you make something a carbon, you can't say, I didn't mean a Neder of a carbon. It's a carbon, it's a carbon.
And if they didn't do it, then they have to bring another korban for not.
No. Because a lav that doesn't have an action, there are passive negative commandments and there are active negative commandments. Okay? I'll give you an example. Very simple thing. Eating chazer, the negative commandment, is an active one. If you eat it, you get punished. Then the Torah says, let's say by Pesach, starting the Pesach season soon, you're not allowed to see chametz, you're not allowed to find chametz, right? What happens if I have chametz in my house? I just don't get rid of it. So I'm not actively buying chametz. I'm just not getting rid of the chametz, but I'm not doing an action. It happens to me in my house. You don't get whipped for that. You don't bring a korban. You don't bring a korban unless you actively do a sin. If you passively transgress a sin, a negative commandment, by just not doing anything, I don't get rid of my chametz, but I didn't buy chametz on Pesach, I didn't do anything wrong, you don't get malchus, you don't bring a korban. Now, if the Torah says, don't delay it. I'm not actively, I'm just not bringing it, but I'm not actively doing something wrong. I'm passively doing something wrong. The Torah says, you have 3 yamim tevim to bring the korban. Yeah? And I'm not bringing it. I'm sleeping all day. I'm not bringing the korban. So basically, I didn't actively do an aveda. So you don't need, you don't have a korban for that. Mm-hmm. Korban is only when you actively do a sin. I mean, in those sins that you have to bring a korban. Not every sin you bring a korban. Mm-hmm. If somebody eats tray, if you don't bring a korban, you get whipped. You know, a lot of, it depends what the aveda is. What the Torah says, what the punishment of the sin is. Okay, the Gemara says that Mamashim, you know, it's a whole new Gemara over here. Okay, you know what, we're going to leave it here. It's a quarter to
eight. Thank you.
Shkur.
Shkur. That's from for Corona. So you guys sitting like that? And you have stuff in your nose too?
Shh. They're not all yours.
No. We have a friend sleeping over last night, so.
That's not yours, right?
No, he was drafted.
Drafted. What's your name?
Yaakov Israel.
Your last name?
Suffering.
Yeah, not Mira Zephyrin's son. She's your aunt.
No. She's my cousin.
Mira is your cousin?
She's
1 minute.
Dod in the Hebrew sense of dod, which is an uncle or a cousin, right? Is it your aunt? Is it your mom's sister or dad's sister?
No, if his name's Zephyrin, has to be. Is, what's your father's name? Murray. Does he have a brother David?
No.
A cousin David. Okay. Got it. So you're right. The cousins. Okay. That's fine.
These guys are in class together and this